This is Ozarks at Large. Hope you're staying warm today. Peace activists are demanding the University of Arkansas terminate a nuclear weapons research and development collaboration with Honeywell International. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons cites the University of Arkansas to be among 50 college campuses engaged with the U.S. nuclear weapons complex.
In the spring of 2017, the University of Arkansas signed a master collaboration agreement with Honeywell International, the sprawling technology manufacturing company headquartered in North Carolina. It operates four sectors: aerospace, home and building technology, performance materials and technologies, and finally, safety and productivity solutions. But Honeywell also subcontracts components for conventional nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missiles and next-generation bombs to the U.S. defense industry. And that's what concerns Abel Tomlinson. He's Peace Action Committee Chair for the Omni Center in Fayetteville, as well as founder of the Arkansas Nonviolence Alliance.
ICANN, International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, issued a report called Schools of Mass Destruction. And I read that report that said that there was 50 universities involved in nuclear weapons production in the United States, and the University of Arkansas was one of them.
U of A researchers and the College of Engineering are collaborating with Kansas City National Security Campus for the U.S. Department of Energy's National Nuclear Security Administration, managed and operated by Honeywell. The campus is a high-tech facility with thousands of employees, providing diverse engineering and manufacturing for national security. The partnership, according to a UA press release, advances the university's research mission. But Tomlinson says there's a federal military-industrial mandate driving the collaboration.
The nuclear arsenal modernization, as they call it, under Obama, it was $1 trillion. It's went up to now $1.7 trillion, I think, under Trump. So there's this massive influx of funding to renew the nuclear arsenal, to build a new generation of nuclear weapons, to update the old nuclear weapons, but also to build some new ones. So there's this massive amount of money that's been injected into nuclear weapons research and technology development. These big corporations that are involved in nuclear weapons have all this funding, and apparently it's advantageous to them to collaborate with universities, engineering departments and so forth, physics departments, take advantage of university students' brain power and energy, and to work with professors and to build these new nuclear weapons.
According to the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation, the U.S. State Department currently counts more than 6,800 nuclear warheads in its inventory.
And some of the nuclear bombs, too, the development is for low-yield nuclear weapons, which activists that are involved in nuclear disarmament are concerned that these low-yield nuclear weapons would be more likely to be used.
During the peak of the Cold War, the U.S. maintained an arsenal of 32,000 nuclear weapons. But a bilateral arms control agreement with the Soviet Union back in 1967, called the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, placed a cap on these arsenals. Still, the U.S. and Russia maintain nuclear deterrence, what anti-nuclear war activists refer to as MAD, mutually assured destruction, with thousands of nuclear warheads aimed at each other.
And the grave danger of these is that not just that we would, or someone would blow up a city, it's that if enough of these bombs go off at once, it could cause nuclear winter. That's the huge danger we face. And Daniel Ellsberg wrote about that in his book, The Doomsday Machine. And he said that, if enough of these went off, it would send up so much dust and smoke into the atmosphere, it could block out the sun for 10 years, which would kill all plant life and all the animals and humans that depend on plants for food. So it would cause a mass famine. So that's really the danger we're facing with nuclear weapons. And he also writes in the book how these nuclear war can start way more easily than we're led to believe.
Tomlinson is allied with ICANN, the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, a global civil society coalition working to promote adherence to and full implementation of the 2017 Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. 82 nations have signed on. The U.S., Russia, and North Korea have not. The treaty went into full force on January 22nd. On that day, U.S. activists gathered on college campuses to protest nuclear weapons development collaborations, including the U of A's involvement with Honeywell.
We also created a petition to call on the cancellation of this agreement. We have at least 350 signatures so far and in counting. And I hand-delivered, after our protest event on the university campus, we hand-delivered the petitions, hard copies, to the top administrators in the chancellor's office and the engineering department, the dean of the engineering college, as well as the law school. And then subsequently, I emailed the petition and a letter about this, all this, to all of the faculty and staff of the engineering college, political science, law school, and the chancellor's office.
We queried Associate Vice Chancellor of University Relations, Mark Rushing, via email. He said the Honeywell Technology Research Collaboration Agreement concerns topics of mutual interest and includes a student component focused on senior design projects. All areas of collaboration, he says, are lawful and appropriate, and the collaboration has been beneficial to the university's research mission. The research is not classified, he said, but there's a non-disclosure agreement in place barring answers to reporters' detailed queries. With a global pandemic, massive civil unrest, and climate change, the consequences of an intentional but quite possibly an accidental nuclear exchange have faded from the news, which is why Tomlinson will continue to press the University of Arkansas to terminate its agreement with Honeywell.
And, you know, they their own report said that they're involved in a nuclear security contract with Honeywell at the National Security Campus, which pretty much all they do at the National Security Campus is build nuclear weapons, produce 85% of the non-nuclear components of the nuclear arsenal. That's what that campus does. And so certainly they're involved in building nuclear weapons. And we're committed to a long-term campaign to try to get them to cancel this. We're going to be holding monthly demonstrations the next 3 months throughout the semester, and then we're going to work on seeing if we can get a city council resolution to help see if the city can help put pressure on the university.
In 2017, the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, which published the report Schools of Mass Destruction, was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for drawing attention to the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons, and for its groundbreaking efforts to achieve a treaty-based prohibition. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.